Inside many companies, long-standing traditions or corporate cultures that keep women out of top management positions are hard to get around. Marina Banovich is breaking the barriers. As Chief Operating Officer of Société Générale Bank in Montenegro, she leads the bank's human resources, IT, purchasing and facilities management departments. The Montenegrin Employers Federation is working to raise the profile of women in business and management. It developed three brochures promoting equality and preventing discrimination at work. For Marina, the work of the MEF is making a difference.
It has definitively influenced many companies in Montenegro to start thinking about this issue and, when necessary, the manner in which the issue should be dealt with.
In Uganda, a skills training and networking project for women in business organized by the Federation of Uganda Employers is changing lives. Ruth Zaraba is general manager of a children's home. She uses the skills she learned at work every day.
I feel more confident now, even when making decisions or taking on discussions. I'm sure that if I take this approach, it will give results.
Of more than 50 businesswomen who have gone through the training, half of them have moved up to more senior positions inside or outside their companies. A third now serve on the boards of directors of other Ugandan enterprises. Women in Fiji who start their own businesses are getting a boost from the Women's Entrepreneur Business Council, a new initiative from the Fiji Commerce and Employees Federation. Entrepreneurs like Connie Chu, the founder and publisher of Explore Fiji, a quarterly publication targeted at tourists and Fiji's expat community. The WEBC helped bring her business practice to the next level.
I went through a financial management workshop with other members, and it's allowed me to have access and knowledge about certain financial systems which I did not know about or knew very little about.
Change is possible. Around the world, more employers are encouraging women to move up into senior management, and more women are finding the support they need to start and run their own businesses successfully. Women in business and senior management, and those who want to get there, all agree. The most important thing employers can do to encourage and empower women is to overcome stereotypes about gender. Improving company policy and day-to-day practice to give women and men the same opportunities makes good business sense. Talented women all over the world are more than ready to meet the challenge.